This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Rise up with Melbourne's freshest breakfast team, Ginny and Adam, on Joy 94.9.
It is that time of the year. Christmas cheer is in the air. We've got all the window displays are out and we've got gingerbread and we've got the unreal Brian Peel on the phone. Do you have any gingerbread with you this morning, Brian?
I do. Plenty of them. Merry Christmas, guys.
Oh, Bryzy, I've got to say, I can't wait for our little Rhonda and Katoot date tonight.
We do. Are you going to go?
Are you cheating on me, Jim?
I did ask you to go west, and if my husband can't make it, I go to the next best thing, the hot celebrity gossip man.
We're going to do a Pet Shop Boys. We're going to go west.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, Mr. Brian Peel, I think we need to kick off with the biggest news of the century, or at least this week. Beyonce!
We're having a breast for breakfast.
Yeah. Well, she's released her self-titled album on iTunes, just like without any warning whatsoever, and it sold 828,000 copies.
How many?
828,000.
I just fainted.
In the first 3 hours, is it, or 80,000 in the first?
80,000 were in the first 3 hours. Can you believe it? It is a 14-track album, and there was like 17 videos on it as well. And she's made it that you have to buy the whole thing. So she's going to be raking in the moolah, that girl. So quite happy that she can connect with her fans without having to promote the album. So she drops it, people buy it. Simple.
I just thought of Fortune Feimster then going, drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot. She's dropping it like it's hot.
I do, and I've got some news on Melissa Etheridge.
I was going to say some lesbians were actually really excited because they love the strummy la la music. I'm not one of those lesbians, but I do salute those who do love the strummy la la. What's happening with Mel?
Yeah, well, she's a co-founder of an organisation called Uprising of Love, and that's the actual title of her new single as well. And at one of the fundraisers, she's actually doing it to raise international awareness for all the difficulties that's currently going on in Russia with the, you know, LGBT people in there. And the Etheridge said that, you know, she wants to do this. She's got some other celeb stars on board. So she's got Madonna, Cyndi Lauper, James Franco and Sigourney Weaver, who have also, you know, pledged their support for the cause. So she debuted her single, which is the title of the organisation, and people are loving it. It's online. So it's a good little video. Yeah.
Oh, check it out.
Love a bit of lesbian philanthropy.
Yeah, no, it's good to see her. Good to see her back too. She's been through a little bit, so great to see her around the traps again.
Let's jump from the lesbians to the homosexuals. And let's go. You've got some goss on what's coming up for the awards for the Liberace film Behind the Candelabra.
I do. Great movie. I watched that not so long ago. And they've actually got 4 nods for the Golden Globe Awards for Best Miniseries. Yeah, Motion Picture for Television. And also Michael Douglas nominated for his role as Liberace. Matt Damon and Rob Lowe as well also nominated. So they've got 4 nods.
They've already won awesome.
Just a whole heap of awards, Prime Times and Creative Arts Emmy Awards. So looks like these guys from Behind the Candelabra are going to rake them in next year.
Wow. And another thing that's coming up next year is White Night Melbourne. I mean, it had 300,000 people this year. Can you tell us a bit about that?
It is, yeah. Well, they had 300,000 drop in on that, you know, 12-hour stint in earlier on this year. It's back in February on the 22nd, and it's going to run from dusk till dawn, from 7 o'clock at night through to 7 o'clock in the morning. And what they'll have is, you know, an array of exhibitions across our beautiful city, Melbourne, and street performances and some lighting installations, some multimedia projections, film screenings and a whole heap of other things. So Melbourne transforms itself into a beautiful array of colour. So pardon the pun, we get to see Melbourne in a different shade of light.
Ba-dum ching, Mr. Brian Peel with the jokes this morning. And finally this morning, feels like I've been up all night, this morning, Interior Leather Bar. What's that all about?
Well, in 1980, Al Pacino was in a movie called Cruising, and he was a cop who was touring New York's gay scene venues to catch a serial killer. Now, the film was loved and it was hated, so there was rumours going around that it was quite more controversial than what people have thought. So What they did is director William Friedkin cut 40 minutes of gay footage to avoid it being an X-rated film. So, yeah, James Franco, director from the movie Milk, has imagined what that 40 minutes of footage would look like. So what they've done is it's like a new short feature, which is called Interior Leather Bar. So it actually doesn't recreate the movie Cruising, but it's a mix between, you know, their take on that lost footage and a documentary style. So it's partly scripted, partly real, and it's also a bit of a, you know, behind-the-scenes look at how they made it. So there's a limited edition DVD release which has come out in the UK, and there's a few people around the traps who are talking about it. And I believe we've got a little snippet on the AussieWord.com that people can go up and have a look. So it's one of those movies that you might sort of want to watch after midnight, after a big night.
Is it scary?
Yeah, it's quite raunchy.
Oh,
so I'm just trying to picture Al Pacino in, you know, a semi X-rated movie in 1980. That's just a bit odd on itself, really.
Oh
back
dear.
Then.
Yeah, no, we don't need to go there. And you know what, James Franco, I think you need to dig up some dirt and find out, because he's coming up with all of these. Him and his brother are coming up with all these gay shots and pranks and things like that. I think that family needs questions. But look, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Mr. Peel. As always, it's a pleasure. And that's it for 2013. And I'm sure you'll be back in 2014 with so much gossip that we'll just fall off our chairs.
Absolutely. Wish you guys a very Merry Christmas and a Merry Christmas to all the Joy listeners out there and everyone else who tunes in, you know, through all of our social media channels. It's great to connect with everyone. So Merry Christmas and thanks to everyone.
Thank you, Brizzy. I'll see you tonight, Katush.
See you then, girl.
Hot like a sunrise.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.